Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Coombe Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined by Connor Venn. Tuesday today?
Yep, Tuesday 6.
Good memory. Yeah. I think, what are we, between four and five weeks out from the 8th of October? So
yeah, 4 weeks of our training, which, you know, ain't long, it's going to fly by now. Always does. Seems like we were talking about it like yesterday and getting the deal done, and now we're really getting it actually fighting.
Training wise, you treat this the same, or is there something extra here?
Sparring's been different.
Okay.
My training routine's been a bit different. My diet's been a bit different. Everything's been different for this camp, to be honest. As far as the sparring middles, super middles, light heavies. Mainly been sparring super middles and light heavies. It's a massive difference. There's a massive difference, yeah. Of course, the whole training's completely different.
I was speaking to a couple of people from the weekend, and they said that this fight would have been better in 18 months' time. And I said, in 18 months' time, this fight probably wouldn't have happened. If it was going to happen, it was going to happen now, because in 18 months' time, your situation and Eubank's situation would be completely different. So, is that fair?
It's completely fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you think in 18 months' time, I don't know where he'd be, you know. The fight had to happen now for him. It can't happen later for him. Say he loses his next 2-3 fights, or he loses his next fight. Say he fights Liam Smith, or I don't know any of the top American names he's been calling out. I don't think it would suit him. I feel like he'd be way past it by then, me personally, based on his last few performances. And as for me, you know, I'm sitting in a comfortable position, you know, waiting for that world title shot, which is, well, you got Errol Spence Crawford fight, haven't you? November? December?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been announced, but that sort of time.
So roughly, say, so, you know, early next year, I still want to fight for a world title with the world weight division.
There's also a perception from certain people that you've got more, Eubank's got more to lose in this fight than you career-wise. What do you think about that?
I would say so, yeah. I'd say if he loses to me, as he said, where does he go? It's not quite the same situation for me. Obviously, I don't think about losing in my head. But for him to lose, he'd definitely be worse off. How can you lose to a welterweight? You know, and he takes that risk. But, you know, it all comes down to money on his part. I mean, you think about him calling out YouTube, is it a stage career, well, which fights can make me more money? And, you know, this was that fight. But, you know, he's chosen to take that risk. But as in his head, he believes I'm easy work, so.
Eubank said to me last week he only needs to be at 60% to beat you. I'm assuming there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek in that. But with Eubank, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you don't know, do you?
So,
well, again, it makes no difference to me in how I prepare. You've seen how I prepare. Irrelevant of who it is, whether it's a journeyman, whether it's Eubank Jr., whether it's for a world title, I prepare the same. There's nothing more I can do each and every camp to be the best version of myself. Irrelevant of who it is. So my preparation's the same, but as for him believing it can be 60%, and that's down to him. That'd be his problem on the night. It's ain't my problem. It's the team Eubank problem.
The clips that went viral of him at the KSI fight with a 15-piece chicken bucket.
That's all for show, isn't it? I mean, it's like good promoting. You know, fair play to you.
What, for KFC?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully he's getting paid from it. Because, yeah, he needs to start counting his pennies.
But does that tell you anything kind of that it is just for show, or does it tell you something deeper?
I don't really like looking into things like that. Yeah. You're asking me. Maybe the public think he's taking it easy. Maybe the public don't think he's training hard. But that's, again, it makes no difference to me because I still prepare the same. He can do what he wants. If that's his way of beating me, and if that's his way of playing mental games, then, you know, let him do that. If that's what he feels he needs to have the edge, or, you know, to me, it screams excuses. Why would you not want to show a true dedicated athlete? Why would you not want to show that? Why would you not want to show elite standards, elite performance, elite behaviour? That's down to him.
We've spoken about this kind of off camera, and it seems to me that it hasn't quite dawned on you, or you can't really grasp exactly how big this fight is because you're in the fight. And we've spoken about that. Is that still the same case?
Fight's a fight, man. You know, that's really how I look at it. Maybe if this was like 3-4 years ago, yeah, I'd been bricking it because, you know, how do you deal with the pressure? How do you deal with the all eyes on you? But I'm really not feeling it like that. I'm feeling like I've just got to prepare hard. I'm going to be faced with different challenges on the night. And that's it, really. I'm going to be presented with... the unknown. There's an unknown element in this fight. That fascinates me. I think the risk in that is sexy. I think the risk in that, it gets me going. I love the challenge of sparring middleweights in the gym. Super middleweights. I won't even say middleweights. I spar middleweights only, but super middleweights, light heavies. You know, it's challenging.
Can you come in for 2 minutes?
Hurry up, man.
Come on. How are you?
All right, I'm good, mate.
When did you get here?
I got here about 3 weeks ago. So we had a good training session up in Isle of Wight. Yeah, it was really good. Never been there before, but what lovely people up there, really. Really good up there.
Has it sunk in for you what's happening here?
Yeah, that doesn't really. I'm not really bothered. Really, I'm not. I think the public, but because it's like a rivalry because of Ben and Eubanks. But I'm not really worried. I'm really not bothered. I'm really not. Regardless, Eubanks Jr. doesn't bother me in the slightest. You know, they're all talking about this as a legacy. You know, it's not. He ain't got a legacy. Conor's just starting on his journey. The legacy was me and Chris. That's what it's all about. That's the legacy. These two, they've both got to find their own form. It's not about, you know, jumping on us. And they've got to do their own thing. And that's what Conor's going to do. You know, he's not in my shadow. He's never been in my shadow. The way that he fights, I wish that I could box like how he boxes. I could never do what he does. And with the training level, me at my peak as world champions here, Conor's already here in the training department. Completely different. Blows my mind to watch how he trains. So, you know, so I'm not worried about it at all. I'm watching sparring with... Felix and, oh my gosh, yeah, they're good.
Conor, has your dad got a point there that the actual legacy and the rivalry is really with your dad and senior?
Well, the general public would disagree. I mean, you talk about legacy, I mean, the fight's only as big as it is because of the legacy.
Yeah, so he's got a point there with that.
No, I get that, yeah. I get that.
So, but yeah.
I get that point totally. But, you know, it's like... Conor's career is just really starting now. You know, and I love the way it's going because the dedication, the determination, the will to win. He's got everything. So, I'm not worried.
Have you advised him about this fight or have you just treated it like any other fight?
No, because that's how Conor's done it. He's treated it as any other fight. And the difference is the training hasn't changed because his training's always bloody intense anyway. So he didn't have to change anything, absolutely anything. You know, and now he's more mature than the last two fights. He's just grown. It's only peak 25, his just whole attitude's changed. And the maturity, his body's changing.
What did you think about all that from the weekend, the Eubank and the bucket of chicken, etc.? No, just a show like Conor said, or?
Do you know, yeah, well, he's a lot like his old man, isn't he? You know, he's got to do something different. If he feels that he wants to train 60% more, for him. Because I know Conor's going to come in at 100%. That's what the way it is. He ain't going to come in warm fighting somebody easy. Well, I know that. I don't believe he's coming in at 60%. He'll be training hard. I know that. And we're not actually, be honest with you, we're not even actually thinking about him. We're thinking about, what have you done? You've done this thing, you've done the sparring, you've done the running, you've done this, you're taking the right vitamins, you've done this, and having the right sleep and all that. So it's all about what he does, not what he does. Don't think about what he's doing. Think about what he's doing. And I like what I see.
But it is about you, isn't it, for you, rather than worrying about what he's doing, Chris is
always
doing.
Always, he talks about experience and big occasions and all that he's been there and, you know, trying to old man handle me and all that. Listen, everyone that fights now is going to be more experienced. You think Algeria's fought Pacquiao, Spence, you know, big occasions, big fights. So it's like anyone I fight now moving forward is going to have more experience. Anyone I fight now is... yeah, going to say they have more experience, bigger occasions, bigger fights, bigger titles. You know, but what am I supposed to do then? Just keep fighting the same people I'm fighting. You know, so if I fought for the world title, well, next year, they're going to be more experienced. They're going to be this, they're going to be that. But every time someone goes, oh yeah, no, the experience kills and all that. Well, not really, mate. You know, so... yeah, that's what that is. At the end of the day, I just focus on doing what I can do and, you know, focus on what I'm good at, focus on my strengths and, you know, emphasise on them.
And he had a hard fight with Liam Williams. Yeah, Liam Williams. He put him down. If he didn't put him down in three times, he wouldn't have won. And I mean, you know, and that was it, really. So it's not like, you know, that... you know, when you talk about world-class opponents, the only two world-class opponents he bought was Billy Joe and George.
It
was all washed up, no disrespect to him, but it weren't De Gale at his peak. You know, and all Conor's got to do is put it on him. That's it. Make him fight 12 rounds.
He screams, I'd be a world champion, but then you think he fought Renault Quinlan for his idea. Yeah. I could have fought. Who was it? Algeri for IBO.
IBO.
I turned it down.
Yeah,
why am I going to fight for IBO for? Get dropped out of every other governing body. You know, I could have defended it twice and, you know, called myself two.
But then look at the opponents. No disrespect to him is one thing. You know, he's a fitness man. But like, who was the last two people who fought that were really classy? I'm sorry to say, was Saunders. And growth. And then he fought the one in America when he done his shoulder.
Karabov.
Yeah, and that would have given him a hard fight. But, you know, but that's it. And then he's gone back on the British level, and yet we should have been going to fight world class. If you're going to start talking about world class, then fight. You was meant to fight Triple G. You was meant to fight, you're looking at Canelo, you're looking at... But, yeah, none of them materialised. All these fights should have materialised 3 or 4 years ago. I'm not knocking him, but he should have gone and said, you know what, I'm going for that. All right, you know what, I'm going to fight somebody else that's going to put me a eliminator. No, comes back to fight British guys. And Liam Williams gave him a hard fight. It won't be like what Conor would do, completely different.
Right, I know you've got to go. Just the final one from you. Does this not feel really surreal and weird to you, this is happening? Because as boxing fans, it does.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. Yeah, but
we're in it, Cruz.
I know.
So yeah, you're talking to us. So we don't even really talk about it. Like it's a fight. I prepare the same. It's not like the sparring's hard. The sparring's very hard. I'm sparring world class middleweights. Yeah. Felix is a powerful, powerful fighter.
Very.
You know, they really don't get much better than that. So, apart from that, the middleweight sparring, everything else for me is the same.
Yeah, nothing ain't changed. We ain't going, oh, Conor, you've got to do this, I've got to do that. No. I'm telling him, no. I know he knows what he's got to do. He's seen him. I just sit down. I'm not actually, I'm being honest with you, I'm not bothered at all. I'm not bothered at all. You know, I think, oh, he's been in with us. I think, well, he's been in with. I'm not knocking him. But he had that opportunity. They were like fighting, what was it, 4 years ago or 5 years ago? And Billy Joe was even longer. So then, like, where's he, like, gone to world class? And he had the opportunity. And then he's come back down to, like, British level. Not even British level. Southern area, I'm sorry, some of the fighters. I'm not being disrespectful, you know. Where's he ranked? Oh, you know, just like, you know, I see Conor going on the up and up.
Well, you look at his trajectory is different, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, at 25.
100%.
You know, just completely different.
Yeah.
Right, I know you've got to go training, so listen, appreciate your time. Thank you for your words as well. I'm sure we're going to catch up ahead of October the 8th at some point, so
get Eli have a little feature.
Yeah,
hey, where's Eli? Come. Hey, come to Dada.
Hey.
Hiya. You do it.
Hey.
You might say,
I love you.
What about granddad?
Who's granddad?
Granddad kiss.
Yay!
clap. 5.
Yay!
Smile.
Look.
Yay!
Wow. This is first cameo on IFL, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, is it?
I think so.
Oh, he's such a daddy's boy.
Not on my Instagram, because he's been on there before.
Yeah, he's like a proper daddy's boy. He's mental.
Yeah.
Like, he's like my little shadow.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Nice one. Thank you very much. And listen, we'll rock on. Rock on.
Sports Social Podcast Network.